But just to go back to Daf Ayin Zayin, really the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Vav on the days and the Sugya on Daf Ayin Zayin, which is the Gemara that we learned this week, it's also Dover Be'itay Matoiv, as in it's very much, incredibly so, in Yana de Yayma. And just to talk a little bit about the halacha, that the Mishnah says, Amoini Umayavi Asurin, the Isuron Isserolim, Avon Nikevoiseyem Mutores Miyad. So it says in the Torah, Loyavi Amoini Umayavi Bekal Hashem. Zach the Mishnah, 8th Perik Mesachtes Yavamis, Daf Ayin Vav Amidez, that even though there's an Isser for the Amoini and the Mayavi, Lovi Bekal Hashem, but it's only the Scharin. Nikevoiseyem, the Nikevois are Mutores Miyad. And the Gemara, Burda Braisa, that mentioned what seemed to be two independent makaris to this halach. Number one, it says amoini, which is a lashon zachar. We darshin v'loy amoinis. Mayavi is a lashon zachar, v'loy mayavis. Additionally, the Torah gives a time of the krah. Why lo yovay amoini mayavi b'kal Hashem? It's al dvar ashali kidmo eschem alechem uvamayim b'derech b'tzeischem im mitzrayim v'ashe socher alechos bilamem ba'or mipsoir aram na'rayim b'kal alecho. And the Gemara says, darkoi shel ish, so the time of the krah of why Amoin Umayav are prohibited from entering the Kal Hashem is something that applies to men, it doesn't apply to women, and it's for that reason the halacha is Nikevoiseyem Mutaris. Stating that, we saw in the Gemara that this halacha of Nikevoiseyem Mutaris, this halacha of Amoini Vele Amoinis Mayavi Vele Mayavis, was really a subject and it was a point of great debate. In fact, you see in the Gemara that the Kadmonim already seem to have been a little insecure about this Rasha. The Gemara told the story of Shaul HaMelech and Avner and Doyega Adoimi and David HaMelech, where David HaMelech's yichus, his credentials, not only to be king, but his credentials literally to be Yavai B'Kal Hashem, was something that was questioned. The Gemara says it was Nisalmu, the halacha of whether or not the Nekevois of Amin Umayyav were Mutu Lavi B'Kal Hashem, or they were also Lavi B'Kal Hashem. Now, Lemaskona, Amoini V'Lei Amoinis, Mayavi V'Lei Mayavis, but this was something that was really a subject of great debate. And if you think about it, it's Sarich Bir. Why all of a sudden, when it came to this drasha, is everybody so unsure and everybody so insecure to the point where literally the G'dayle Yoylam, the Kadmoinim, Shol, Avner, Doyeg, David, everybody seems to be in some confused state about what would seem to be an off in a drasha. There's so many drashas, 2,711 Dafin and Talmud Bavli, plus Talmud Yerushalmi and Teres Kayanim and Sifra and Sifri and Teiseftis that mentioned drashas. And all of a sudden, when it came to this drasha, there was such a great debate and such great drama. Vosep is this drasha, nobody seems to know 100% what exactly tutzich over here. Demis is that this confusion goes way beyond our sugya. It goes way beyond Yevamos Daf Ayin Vav and Yevamos Daf Ayin Zayin. There's a fascinating medrash that's quoted by the Ramami Pano. The Ramami Pano is a Maimir Chikar Adin. It's in Chelik Shlishi. It's Perik Yud. I'm just going to mention one line. Ayin Shom, if you want to see the rest of the story, way above my pay grade. But just to mention one line. Amru Olav Be'agada. They said Be'agada. She Yishai Ofif. That Yishai, the father of David, b'ziknusai, when he was older, parash meyishtai. He was parish from his wife. Yishai was parish meyishtai. Moshe Rabbein was parish meyishtai. Yishai was parish meyishtai. Says the Ramami Pano, v'ein tzofik etzleinu. It's posha to us, shahoye mimidas chasidus. That the reason he did this was a midas chasidus. Shemo, because he was concerned that mashu amra Torah. When it says in the Torah Loyavi, amoyne meyavi, pirushoi moyavi v'afilu moyavis. That it means Mayavi va'afilu Mayavis. Shekein alochazu hoyse reifefes biyad oisa adar. Because you see, that whole generation was very unsure about this halacha. Ad shebo yisra ha'yishma'eli choysnoi shal yishai shechodad v'chag acharbe ki yishmo v'noatz oisa b'beis medrash lahamed halacha Mayavi v'loi Mayavis mi'beis dinoi shal shmula ramasi. But the point is that there was an issue. So v'yishai atzadik la'fuke nafshim misveika. So to be mapik atzmoi misveika. He went ahead and he was parish me'yishtoi. Now, the Ramami Pano continues and he says that he ended up marrying his Shifcha Knanis, he was Meshachrim, Ayin Sham. But the bottom line is, it's a Ramami Pano that Yishai himself was unsure about this halacha. So this was a halacha that everybody was very, very unsure about. And really, just to drive this point home and to bring it very much to Inyana de Yoyma, is this Shaila of Amoini Vilei Amoinis Mayavi Mala Mayavis that seemed to have been a point of confusion amongst the Gedoliyam. It goes back even hundreds of years before that. And that is in the story of Rus. So we're all familiar with the basic story of Rus. There was a man, his name was Elimelech. He had a wife whose name was Nami. He had two sons, Machlin and Kilion, and they both married Noshim Moyavios. Shema Achas Arpa, Vishema Shenes Rus. Vayamusu, Gam Shneim, Elimelech died, then Machlin died, and Kilion died, and Nami was left in Almana, together with her two daughters-in-law, together with Arpa and Rus. Nami decides that she's going back home, she's going to Eretz Yisrael, and she offers them to come. Rus comes along, Arpa does not. Rus ends up being Megayer, and that really is the entrance to the story of Rus. Now, the story of Rus is really, the way it plays itself out, is that Rus right now, on some level, was a Yavama. A lot of kashas on this Yavama, but on some level, Rus was a Yavama. And Nami knew that there was a relative of her husband that was in a position on some level to do Yivam. His name was Boaz. Boaz also was the god of Adar. And Nami went and she came up with a whole strategy how Rus would appear in front of Boaz and give Boaz an opportunity to maybe be Miyabim, what the Pasuk refers to as to be Goyel. We spoke about this in the introduction to Masechtas Yivamis. To do Geula, which was some quasi sort of Yivam, on Rus. So Boaz is now presented with this opportunity and Boaz says that it's something that I would do, but at the same time, I think there's a relative that's a little bit closer than me, and as a result, I don't know if I'm the appropriate person to do it. We have to go speak to this other Goyel and find out whether or not this is something he wants to do. If he wants to do it, then it's his mitzvah to do. And if not, he says, Ani Agaleno, I'm going to be the one to do it. So they go and they present it to this Goyel. His name is Pliny Almoini, Vayomer Agoyel, and the Goyel said, Lo Yucha Ligoli. He says, I don't want to. Now, I don't want to do this. Why? Pen Ashchis Es Nachalosi. Because I'm afraid that by me doing this mitzvah, I'm going to destroy my nachla. Rashi says, what does it mean, nachalasi? Zari. I'm afraid that it's going to impact my children. Galacha ata eskulasi. Why don't you do it? Because this is something that I myself am not allowed to do. So Pliny Almoini tells the God of Adar Boaz, and he tells him, I hear, I appreciate this opportunity. Right? The God of Adar calls you and he asks, do you want to do something? You tell the God of Adar, I hear, I appreciate you thinking of me, but I don't know if it's Oiskalten and Halacha. And as a result, I don't know for you, for the God of Adar, if you want to do it, Beseder Abba Famich, Ich bin Abissel from it, right? It's a Pella. It's Eina Yoimer Elader Shuni. But Pliny Almoini tells Boaz, I'm sorry. I mean, I appreciate the opportunity and you deferring to me, but this is not something that I could do. So the question is why? Why did Pliny Almoini feel that this wasn't something that he was able to do? Zok de Heligirashi. Vita'a. He made a mistake. Because he knew that it says in the Torah, Lo Yovei Amoini Umayavi V'kal Hashem. He thought that it's Amoini V'Amoinis. It's Mayavi Umayavis. So if that's the case, it's true Rus was Megayer, but I'm not going to marry Rus. Lo Yovei Mayavi V'kal Hashem. She's a Mayaviya. But it was a Taos, because he didn't know. He didn't know Yavam Esayin Vav Amid Beis, and Yavam Esayin Zayin Amid Aleph. He didn't know Amoini V'loi Amoinis, Mayavi V'loi Mayavis. Why did Boaz, yes, say, I will do this ke'ula, I'll do this yibum, because Boaz knew the truth. He knew that the halacha is that amoyne v'loy amoynes, mayavi v'loy mayavis. So this confusion goes all the way back to the beginning of time, where Boaz and Pliny Almoini are having a machlokes over here. Whether you say, lo yovei amoyne mayavi v'kal Hashem means even in a kevois, or it means, no, amoyne v'loy amoynes, mayavi v'loy mayavis. So we have it with Shaul, and with Avner, with Doyega Doimi, and with David HaMelech. And then we have Yishayavi David, the Ramami Pano says, that's Pshan in the Medrash, that he was perished Mi'ishtai, it was because of this halacha. And the Pliny Almoini in the story of Rus. So the Shaila is, I understand, is this a drasha, or is it not a drasha? And like all of a sudden, there's such confused. You don't find this by any other drushes. Why here? It's halacha zu hoisa reifefes bi ba'oisei adar v'shoine yazov shal haramam yipano. And the question is why? Why this halacha more than any other halacha? And kama kumas in the shtabru to try to say a little bit of a hesber. Just to understand this in a little bit of a richer way. One of those hesberim, the one that we'll mention, is from Moron HaGriz. It's from the Briskerov. It's the Briskerov in Sefer. It's in his Pirish on Rus. So at the end of the Briskerov Alatayra, so there's a few pieces on Nach, And on Ruth, there's a few pieces as well. And one of them, he discusses this whole Indian. And the Briskerov said a little bit of a brisker mahalach into what exactly the shaila over here might have been. And really, it's behektim, two Rambams that we've talked about over the years many, many times. The Rambam says as follows, Hilchis Mamrim Perik Beis Alocha Aleph, Bez Nin HaGotel, Shedorshu Ba'achas Min Amidois, Kefi Mashenir Be'ineim Shadin Kach, V'donudin. If Bez Nin HaGotel, this is even the Sanhedrin, with Beis HaLocha, paskin something using Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes behem v'omad acharein bez din achar, and then another bez din would come v'nir leitam achar listeroy se'adin, and they feel that no, this halacha is really not the way it was said by the previous bez din. Hariz esoyser v'don kfi mashayir be'enam. They have a right to do this, and they can, if they want, be soyser this halacha. Shenema, the pasuk says, el ashoyfet ashneyye bayomim hohem einato chayiv lo leches ela achar bez din shebedarcha. Says the Rambam, if there's a Bezdin that paskins Alocha, and it's based on a drasha, a Bezdin later, even though they're not going to be on the same level, but it doesn't matter. They have a right to go, and they could be soysa the Halacha. It says, every Bezdin has a right to understand for themselves. And if a Bezdin says, I don't understand the way a Friya Diga Bezdin came out, just because the Friya Diga Bezdin was bigger than them, it doesn't matter. If they want to be Choylik, the Halacha is, that's something they're allowed to do. They're allowed to argue. You're allowed to argue on a Halacha. But you have to read the Rambam's Lashon very carefully. It's only a Bez Din HaGadol, Shnedorshu Ba'achas Min Hamidois, Kefi Ma Sheniru Be'eneyen, Sheadin Kach, V'Donudin. However, the Rambam here in the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim, this is actually in Perek Aleph, when he discusses different halachos, he says that Divrei HaKabbalah, in the event that there'd be a halacha, that's halacha L'moyesh Misinai, Ein Bohem Machloikis Lo'ilam. That's something that you can't argue with. The fact, says the Rambam, the Choldova Shetimotzi Ben Machloikis, if you ever find the Machloikis in something, be a duo, Shnein Noi Kabbalah Mimoish Rabbeinu. That's a raya that it must be that it's not from Moshe Rabbeinu, because if it's Divrei Kabbalah, if it's something that's Halacha L'Moish Misinai, on that you can't have Machloikis. Drushes, you can have machloikis. But when it comes to halachis l'moshe misinai, that you can't have machloikis. So the Briskerov said azoy. He said that there was a drusha, there was a mesoira of amoyni v'loy amoynis, mayavi v'loy mayavis. The Gemara brings kitanoi, there's the poshupshan in the drusha, al dvar ashalai kidmu, you can be doirish time of the crow. There was a drusha, everyone knew this drusha. Boyaz knew it, Pliny amoyni knew it, Yishai Abidovit knew it, Shol knew it, Avner knew it, Doigadoimi knew it, Dovid knew it, everyone knew this drusha. They knew how to learn. David's halacha k'moisa b'chal makom. Shaul is k'ben shana b'leiched. Yishai is one of the four people that were mace. Be'etnyoi shal nachash. Boyaz is the shoyfet. He's the god. They all knew how to learn. They all knew this halacha. They knew everything. They knew this also. That was never a shaila. However, they were a little bit worried to act on it. And the reason they were worried to act on it, because they knew the Rambam in Perik Beis Aloch Aleph and Luchas Mamrim, that if you darshan a drasha, and then a bezdin later comes, and a soysa the drasha, they have the authority to be soysa the drasha. So they were concerned, said the Brisker Rav, that this drasha wouldn't be a drasha that would be around forever. Because maybe somebody in a later door would come, and he would be soysa the drasha. And therefore, they were a little worried. I know it's a drasha, I know it's the halacha today. But how do I know it's not going to change one day? And you know what's going to happen if it changes one day? Then it's going to come out that l'mafreya, all the children were really psulim. And if that's the case, there's going to be a psul, there's going to be a pgam in my zeren, that's not something I want to do. What happened in our daf? What happened in Yevam Estafayin Zayin Amad Aleph? Says the Gemara. What? Yisro, ha-yisro, Eli, and Yesner, ha-yishma, Eli came. And he was Chogar Charbe Ki Yishmael. V'omar, and he said, Kol mi she'enu she'meach halacha zu, yidaka becheref, because kach mikublani mi beis dino shal Shmuel HaRamasi. Yichaba Kabbalah. Ichab a Kabbalah from Shmuel HaRamasi that Amoyni v'lo Amoynis Mayavi v'lo Mayavis. You know what he was coming to be Moisif? He was coming to be Moisif that this isn't a drasha, but it's Kach Mekublani. It's Divrei Kabbalah. It's a Kabbalah. It's Aloch L'Moshe Misinai. And if it's Aloch L'Moshe Misinai, like Timotzi b'Machloikis, nobody can argue with Aloch L'Moshe Misinai. So if it's Aloch L'Moshe Misinai, we could put this to rest, and this is not something that we'll ever have to worry about again. It says the Brisker Rav. Look at Lushoyne Azov Shal Rambam. This is in Perik Yud Beis Hilchas Yisuri Bia Halach Yud Ches. So the Rambam is discussing the laws of Amin Umayev. The Ketzadinam Amin Umayev Isuron Isuroidam Schar Velein Kevos Shneem Aliyavi Amin Umayavi Bekal Hashem VaHalach L'Moshe Misinai Zok the Rambam Shne Amini Azachar VaMayavi Azachar Husha Aser. This who shall usher la'olam lisa bas Yisrael afilu ben b'nei atzayf olam aval amoynus umayavis muteris miyad kishara umoys. The Rambam says it's halacha l'moyshe misinai. That was what the chiddush of this yeser al Yishmaeli was. Kach mekublani mi beistina sheshmul aramos. He said the Rav was, he was being mechadish. It's halacha l'moyshe misinai. And if it's halacha l'moyshe misinai, this is not something that you have to worry about. So said the Brisker Rav, lefi zeh you could be miyashiv a diktuk nifla in the psukim. The truth is the Marsha in Chiddushi Agadis in the sugya of Perak already asked this kasha, but it's a bomb kasha. The pasuk says that the goyel tells Boaz, I don't want to do this. Why? I'm afraid that Ashkes is Nachalasi. I'm going to destroy Nachalasi. Zok Rashi, Zari. I'm going to destroy my children. Freight the Masha and freight the Briskerov. He's worried about his children? If he wasn't sure, if he was taught in the halacha of Amoyni Vilei Amoynis Mayavim Vilei Mayavis, I can't do it. I'm being over alive in the Torah. Right? He's worried. So you're worried about your children? I'm worried about my great-grandchildren. No, you're worried about you. Every bia is a bia sissa. So how could he go ahead and marry him? The Teretz said to Briskerov is he wasn't worried about the bia. Because on the bia, he knew there was a drasha. He was tall. What was the toss? Not the drasha, he knew the drasha. But he was afraid, what's going to happen if in four generations from now, this is going to be a best, and Doyer God Doimi is going to start asking, bomb kashas, and the whole thing is going to be over. That's exactly, he was worried about Yavam Asai Yavav. That was his concern. He knew that there's a chance that this could play itself out. Now, will that affect his Bielam Afreya? No. Hayru Bezdin, what he did was beheter. A benel pen ashches as nachlosi. Moving forward, they're going to mess up all my children. What's going to be with all my enekach? It's not worth it for me. It's not something I want to do. But what did Boaz know? Boaz knew it was Allah Chalamay Shemisina. But that was the Shaila. He said the Shaila was never the Drosha. The Shaila was, is it a Drosha Ba'alma? Is this Perik Beis Allah Aleph in the Rambam Hilchas Ma'amrim? Which means that if a Bezdin later is going to come and a Bezdin later is going to change this, then that means everything could be changed. Or is this Allah Chalamay Shemisina? This is a classic Brisker Rav. It's in Rav and Sefer, Allah Torah, in his Pirish on Rus.